It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
You can call in 317-239-1009 for Joe Wants to Know. You can also join in the conversation and follow us on social media. It's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. What was accidentally texted or emailed or sent to you? Kind of the reversal of you getting something. Live the Web Girl, what are people saying?
Tristan said a Boston number texting a 317 number just doesn't randomly happen.
All right, LOL. If you're missing it, then. If you're missing what we're talking about. No, my wife was in Boston for St. Patrick's Day. I couldn't go. I had a work event thing I was doing. And my wife ended up getting a text yesterday, an accidental one, from a 617 number. And it was supposed to be probably to a guy. It was a picture of some like big boobs, like D's or double D's. And it said, "Hey, big boy, can't wait for you to, you know, slap these around later, like play with them, I guess." So now they're all saying that my wife's getting this because she met some big-breasted woman. 317-239-1009. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I do not think that was an accident.
Oh, my God.
The number calling your or texting your wife.
Hey, dude.
I'm so sorry, but something's not right. A 317 number. We're in Indiana. Hello, Boston, Indiana. Hey. Not a coincidence.
MYK, I'm going to put her on hold. We're not talking about this. We're asking what was accidentally sent to you.
Well, too bad.
It just came up right now.
Too bad. Because Danielle on Facebook also says, nothing like that ever happens to me, but hashtag what happens in Boston stays in Boston.
Jennifer, thank you for listening to the show. Let's go to line number four this morning and talk to Kinsey. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that I was sending my boyfriend a nude on Snapchat. And quickly, well, not quickly, because I realized that I had accidentally posted it to my Snapchat story.
Oh, God.
God, that never happens to me. Like, any girl I follow never saw it.
Screenshotting it and saying, can I hit that? And I realized that I had posted a nude on my Snapchat
story.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you look like? Describe yourself.
I'm mortified.
Yeah, what? Describe yourself, like, if you were to send us a nude Snapchat.
Well, I was completely naked, full 9 yards, and it was on my Snapchat.
How tall? What are your measurements? How tall are you? Hair color?
I'm 5'6", and I have brown hair.
Long legs?
No,
she's 5'6". She's not gonna have a long leg.
I'm four taller than me.
I'm 4'11", tall, long legs. Thank you for calling in. That's embarrassing. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Chloe on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us your story.
I had this random guy text me saying, "Hey, honey, my girlfriend's not here right now. If you want to come over after work," and I had no clue who this guy was, but he was in the 317 area. And I was with some of my girlfriends, so we started texting him, and we're like, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "You know exactly what I'm talking about." And I said, "I don't know you." He's like, "Nice try, honey. We met the other night. You know exactly who I am."
You guys all should have showed up.
I mean, it was tempting, but I was like, "I don't really know who this guy is."
Chloe, do you have a boyfriend or a husband already, right now?
I do. I have a husband. I was actually engaged at the time, and we were all bridesmaids dress shopping. So
that's fun.
I had them all with me.
Maybe your husband recruited somebody to kind of put you through a test.
Maybe. Probably.
Oh, wow. Chloe, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. For Joe Wants to Know, what accidentally was texted or emailed or sent to you? Live the Web Girl, do you got a story?
Yes. My cousin accidentally sent something to someone. She was day drinking all day in college, and she accidentally sent a picture of her boobs to her stepmom, who thinks that her stepmom is like super strict and doesn't drink at all. So like she thinks that like my cousin is like an alcoholic, even though she's not. And so she just received a photo of her stepdaughter's boobs that said, like, "What do you think?"
What did she think?
What did she say? What did you say to her?
My aunt just texted my cousin back and said, "I don't think that this was meant for me, but like I really hope you're not sending. You're better than sending like nude photos to boys.
She was guilty. She's making her feel guilty.
She was like, I was sending this to my doctor. My breasts felt funny. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kayla.
Hey, did you have something accidentally get texted or emailed to you?
I did. I work in an office, and we frequently use our email a lot and or chat on our emails.
Uh-huh.
And so I received a chat, and I didn't really think anything of it because we said we could get them so frequently. And I came back to my desk and looked at it, and it was from another woman in another office of ours. And she texted me something. I was a little thrown back by it. She said, I can't wait to see you tonight and eat that.
Blank.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Wow.
It was a woman in a different office and never met her, seen her on like a photo of our email when they welcome everyone to my company. And I didn't know what to do. I quickly turned to my coworker and I showed her, and we were both just freaking out. I didn't. And then she sent a text saying, I apologize. That was the wrong person.
Oh boy.
Wow. Okay. Was it booty? Or something else?
No. It was not.
Okay.
How uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Chicken of the sea. All right.
She doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, I bet not.
She seems like a fun time. Hey, thank you for calling in. Whitney on the Joe and Alex Show. Tell us about the text that you got.
No, I actually sent out a text.
Oh, okay. What is it? What was it?
It's no comparison to the Snapchat story, but me and my best friend worked for the same lady. We babysat her son, and she was just a complete bitch. And I went and I sent a text to my friend about her and whatever had happened. It's been so long ago, but it accidentally went to the mom.
Oh, no. What did she say back?
She was like, I don't even know. I think she was in shock that she got that from me. But she was just awful.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's been so long, but
so
I
so then did she not?
That, and I was mortified just because obviously I didn't want her to get that text message.
Did things get better though? Like, because kind of like it's almost like a confrontation, or did it get worse?
I don't think I babysat again.
I was just going to say, there's no way.
That's awesome. Hey, Whitney, thank you for calling in. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.